This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berger. The Ethiopian government marked the one-year anniversary of fighting between its forces and rebels in the northern Tigray region by suggesting its military is nearing victory. Tigrayan forces, however, say they are advancing on the capital, Addis Ababa, and that it could fall within months or even weeks. In Washington, State Department spokesperson Ned Price on Thursday urged all parties to end hostilities immediately. That includes the TPLF. That includes the Ethiopian government. U.S. Horn of Africa Special Envoy Jeffrey Feltman arrived in Ethiopia Thursday for a two-day visit amid growing concern over the violence. The year-long conflict has killed thousands of civilians and forced more than 2.5 million people in the north to flee their homes. It has also plunged about 400,000 people in the Tigray region into famine. A Russian analyst who provided information for a dossier used in the Trump-Russia investigation has been charged with lying to the FBI. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
The case was brought as part of Special Counsel John Durham's investigation into the origins of the FBI's probe of ties between Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign and Russia. A grand jury indictment issued in federal court in Virginia charges Igor Danchenko with 5 counts of false statements to the FBI about his sources of information. Danchenko functioned as a source for Christopher Steele, a former British spy paid by Democrats to examine Trump's Russia ties. Steele's dossier was used by federal authorities as they sought surveillance warrants targeting a former Trump campaign aide. However, it had no role in launching the investigation led by special counsel Robert Mueller. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization's regional director for Europe said Thursday the continent is now the epicenter of the COVID-19 pandemic, accounting for 59% of all cases globally. At a virtual news briefing from Copenhagen, Hans Kluge said new cases are approaching record levels, with the Delta variant of the coronavirus driving the surge.
Last week, with nearly 1.8 million new cases and 24,000 new deaths reported, Europe and Central Asia saw a 6% increase and 12% increase, respectively, as compared to the previous week.
Kluge encouraged nations with low vaccination rates to increase coverage, particularly among priority groups such as the elderly. He urged nations with high vaccination rates and ample supply to share with less fortunate countries. Britain is the first country to okay an antiviral pill to treat COVID-19. AP's Karen Chalmers has more.
The United Kingdom has granted a conditional authorization to Merck's coronavirus antiviral. The pill is the first of its kind shown to successfully treat COVID-19. The pill, known as molnupiravir, is intended to be taken at home over a period of 5 days for people with mild to moderate COVID-19. It has been proven to reduce symptoms and speed recovery, which would be groundbreaking for health systems around the world. Karen Chalmers, London.
The Biden administration on Thursday sued the state of Texas over new voting laws, AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The Biden administration has sued Texas over new rules for mail-in voting requirements and voter assistance. The Justice Department argues the new rules violate federal civil rights protections. Senate Bill 1 has been a point of contention in the Texas legislature for months. More than 50 Democrats in the state legislature walked out and decamped to Washington this summer, bringing proceedings to a halt for 38 days. Texas is among at least 18 states that have enacted new voting restrictions since the 2020 election, in part driven by former President Donald Trump's false claims that the election was stolen. I'm Mike Gracia.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell to a fresh pandemic low last week, another sign the job market is healing after last year's coronavirus recession. Jobless claims dropped by 14,000 to 269,000. Since topping 900,000 in early January, the weekly applications have fallen more or less steadily ever since and are gradually moving toward pre-pandemic levels of around 220,000 a week. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David.